If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, look, someone tweeted, women across America have discovered a new form of birth control. It's a guy wearing a Trump t-shirt. There you
Ta-da!
Go. There you go. B. Jordan tweeted, if men got pregnant, birth control would be in vending machines in every Walmart, and Planned Parenthood would have commercials on ESPN. Thank you.
Yep.
Obviously, we've been talking all morning about the big news. Of course, Paul Ryan said Republicans will move to strip all funding for Planned Parenthood as part of the process they're using to dismantle.
Sorry.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Sorry.
If only I had your friend in mind, Sue Dunlop, CEO of Planned Parenthood here in Los Angeles, on the line.
Do
oh,
you?
What? Yes, I do.
That's so
Dreams
perfect.
Can come true. Yes, they can. Good morning, Sue.
It's like magic. Good morning. I'm sorry to be here talking yet again about the federal government targeting the women and communities Planned Parenthood serves, but always great to be here.
I know. It is always great to have you. I they've been trying this forever, Sue, and it is... I guess we should start by pointing out the vast majority of money that Planned Parenthood does receive funds preventative health care, birth control, pregnancy tests, breast cancer screening, other women's health care services. We've also pointed out the money the group received is through the Medicaid program, which reimburses health care clinics that provide care to those covered by the federal program. And as we all know, under the Hyde Amendment, no federal money is allowed to go to abortion services, right? So I just, why must they do this, Sue? Do you have any...
Well, I one of the hard parts about my job is I'm often asked to make sense of things that just don't make sense. So,
right.
So what you described is exactly right. One of the arguments is what this is about is making sure that women don't have access to abortion. What I'll remind you is that abortion is safe and legal in this country, but none of these dollars that we're talking about go to abortion care in any way. What these dollars primarily fund is not Planned Parenthood, actually. It's women and men on Medicaid seeking reproductive health care. So that means that millions of women across the country won't have access through their Medicaid program to Planned Parenthood to get birth control. So basically what this will likely do is increase the abortion rate, because without birth control or easy access, we know that that leads to unintended pregnancy.
Sue, I always call myself the happy clappy liberal, but as I've said since this election, it's not as bad as you think. It's going to be worse. It's hard to make it funny, because it's like, if they repeal the Affordable Care Act and they strip all funding for Planned Parenthood, women are going to die. I mean, you can't really sugarcoat any of this, can you?
Well, you can't sugarcoat it, and I think that when we talk about it being a defunding of Planned Parenthood, we're really missing the point. What this is, when we put Planned Parenthood and Obamacare together in one conversation, we're seeing a complete destabilization of the safety net. So what health care is for low-income people, when we put those two things together, see that they're the first priority of this new Congress, and hopefully not our new president, but it looks like it. We need to understand that that's a complete undermining of access to care, including birth control. And one thing that I think people haven't really grasped yet is that this isn't just true in red states. It's also true in blue states.
Right.
For example, California, 30% of Planned Parenthood's Medicaid visits all across the country actually happen in California. So you could argue that the women and men of California will be harder hit by removing the choice for folks on Medicaid to be able to go to Planned Parenthood.
Well, they don't think our votes should count anyway. You've heard them say that. We're only the seventh largest economy in the world. Yes.
And when I'm particularly thinking about these things as conspiracy theories, I actually see this as a way of targeting blue states, because blue states are the states like California.
Right.
New York.
The biggest investment in the safety net. And so when you go after Obamacare or Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood, you're really impacting blue states in a different way than red states. Of course, this will affect all women all across the country, but the safety net in California is much more robust.
Sue, as if it's an accident that he's trying to provoke North Korea with a tweet, because where's that missile going to hit? Thank you, California. If only I had someone else that was fighting for California. If only Kevin DeLeon, who is in the California State Senate and just hired Eric Holder to protect us from Cheeto Leaney. Oh, look, he is here. Oh, my God. This is a day of miracles.
What a great day. It's a party.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Wow. Sue Dunlop and Kevin DeLeon on the same call.
Great day. It's a great day.
Hey, Kevin.
Good morning. Hi, Stephanie.
Good move hiring Eric Holder.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Because we really are going to be in the fight of our lives, aren't we?
I think that the stakes are going to be higher, and they demand that we enlist the very best and the brightest to California's cause. I think California's people, our progress, we face extraordinary and in some cases existential threats from a Trump administration. Obviously, we just saw what happened yesterday with regards to the Speaker, Paul Ryan, and Planned Parenthood. And I would urge Congress to reject this very short-sighted and punitive act, which we all know will put millions of women in danger. I heard what you both said, and you're absolutely right, because by law, no federal funds go to providing abortion in the United States of America. So this is clearly defunding that is aimed at life-saving cancer screening, you know, STD testing, everything that I just heard, contraception, sexual health information. This is an attack. This is a war on women. And as Sue had just mentioned a few moments ago, the vast majority of women who will be impacted disproportionately in the United States live here in California by the sheer numbers of population and the dollars that we receive from the federal government in my district alone.
Well, we're almost 40 million people in the state of California, correct?
We have close to 40 million. From rounded off, it is 40 million. In just my district alone in Los Angeles, I have 3 Planned Parenthood health centers.
Yeah. I can certainly see why it makes sense that we would have the same pull as the two guys that live in Wyoming. Okay, electorally. I hate to do this to you because you both got up early and were nice enough to come on. I must subject you to Bill O'Reilly. I apologize in advance, but this is the kind of thing we're fighting. This is Bill O'Reilly on Fox News last night.
Look, I mean, the stats are unbelievable. That for every 20 abortions Planned Parenthood sets up, there's one adoption. I mean, it's 20-1. And so everybody knows this is an abortion. If you're looking for an abortion, Planned Parenthood is a primary place to go. And so that is the beef.
Okay, I'll let you take this. Go ahead.
So we absolutely are a place where women can go without fear of diminishment or shaming for abortion. And what we primarily do is provide access to life-saving cancer screenings and contraception and make sure that all women, men, and families have the ability to make choices about their own families and planning them. And unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, abortion is part of that, as is adoption, as is the choice to go forward with a pregnancy. And I really celebrate that abortion is legal in this country because we all know that it's an important part of reproductive health care and of women and communities and families being able to plan their own lives and their own futures.
So once again, what for the math impaired, what percentage of what Planned Parenthood does, though, is abortion services?
About 3 to 5%.
Suzanne Westenhofer had to one-up you and hold up 3 fingers just to make sure she beat you to
nice
the answer.
Nice job, Suzanne. Nice job. Well done. Okay. Thank you for that. Right.
She knows I'm
that.
On.
Was that your I'm fight. Smarter than the Planned Parenthood
no,
CEO?
She knows I'm
okay.
in the fight.
Okay. All right, competitive one.
I know more than the CEOs.
Yes, 3%. Okay. Kevin, so this is what we're up against. I mean, this is part of this whole thread of this election is fake news, people having their own facts, having a president-elect that is just a pathological liar. This is the problem, is they can literally put out, I can't remember, Sue, I think we talked about this last time, whoever, they were putting some number out there that was like, totally, it was like something like, 90% of what they do is abort. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do we fight this on the PR front when they're just, you're fighting against just complete lies?
Well, I think we're confronting two types of democracy, something that's very unique in our history, where it appears that the biggest threat to our state of the state, California, is the incoming head of state. I think more than ever, it's important that California continues to be America's exceptional example, a beacon of hope and opportunity in a very uncertain world. You're absolutely right. You have individuals who don't believe in science, who debunk empirical evidence, data, who will flatly not even sort of spin facts and figures, but will actually overtly and boldly lie to the general public, confuse, manipulate the American electorate, irrespective if you're on the left or the right or points in between. It doesn't make a difference. And, you know, a lot of what they're doing right now is a clear attack on women. Obviously, our air, our environment is threatened right now. The economy, the workforce face a very uncertain future. We are the, I think if someone, I heard someone say the seventh largest economy, we're actually the seventh largest GDP
right.
in the world.
Right.
We're the fifth largest. We are the fifth largest.
I undersold us. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It all fluctuates depending on what's happening with the
valuation. Well, and you know why things are going so well in California, Kevin? Because we got rid of the X factor here. They're called Republicans. We pretty much have, I think Hillary even won Orange County, didn't she?
She did. Yes. She actually did. Democrats and we in the Senate in California, we actually picked up a Democratic seat in the Senate in Orange County.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's my hope that red states like Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, you got very good people there and with incredible values, you know, solid Americans, that they could find value in what we do in California, how we move the economy.
Well, we have these laboratories, as they say, you know, Sue, in the states and in places where we've tried all these Republican ideas in Kansas and elsewhere, and it's a disaster. And here in California, the reason we're doing so well is they're generally progressive stances, right?
Yeah, I mean, for example, take a look at Texas. Texas set turned off access to Medicaid for family planning dollars in 2011. The maternal mortality rate since 2011 in Texas has nearly doubled. This is why, at the same time that all across the world, maternal mortality rates are decreasing. We all need to understand, and I'm afraid we already do, and perhaps it doesn't matter in today's context, but I don't want to believe that yet. We understand that the folks who are leading us in some respect don't respect science. These aren't rational conversations. We can't make sense of them. So we know what works and we know what doesn't work, and we're not going down the path in this country of what works, particularly when it comes to women's health, when it comes to fair immigration policies, when it comes to gun control. Over and over again, we see what saves lives, what creates healthy communities, but we're not stepping into those spaces from a national public policy perspective. We just aren't.
Yep. Sue is one of the most eloquent, smart people I've ever met, and yet I think we left her breathless and stunned with my Bill O'Reilly soundbite. So I feel
still early in the morning.
Some sense of accomplishment.
It's pretty early in the morning, Aunt Sue.
Yeah, it's my job to be breathless and stunned and to keep on moving.
That's
actually why I appreciate Senator DeLeon. I've been a little disheartened these last couple months, and every time that California steps out with really brave public policy and statements, I think, okay, we got this. We're going to be able to stand up to these folks and ensure that we're doing what's right for our communities. And that's why, Senator, I'm very hopeful that you in California will really lead the charge in terms of protecting women's health, because we understand that women's health isn't just for women and about women, but that it's about all of our communities, particularly those that are most marginalized.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm a big fan, by the way, of both of you. I
mean,
I love strong, powerful women with very strong opinions, and I think that you're the best of that.
This is like honestly the best three-way I've ever had, and that's saying something if you know me, Suzanne.
I like it.
So Kevin, I think I just heard you say that you're going to be standing up for Planned Parenthood as we move forward.
Absolutely. Because you know this isn't just an attack on women. It's attack on young boys and men. You know, who
that's
are the,
right.
the children of these mothers and the brothers and the uncles and the cousins, and I know it's couched or the viewed through the prism of a woman's issue. This is a man's issue too, and men need to stand up. But because these are our mothers,
absolutely,
are our aunts and grandmothers and our sisters, and especially a district that I represent, by far and large, the most diverse district, if not in the nation, in the world, an incredible tapestry of amazing diversity.
Fantastic. Listen, guys, we're running long, as I normally do with my three ways. How can we help? Sue, what can we do? What can my listeners do?
They can. What I would like to do is send you a link for your website, if you would post it. I will send you the exact way for folks to get involved, both in California and all across the country.
Kevin, I understand you live in my neighborhood. Cocktails generally start 4-ish. You know, we're on an early schedule around here. We'll hopefully see you guys soon.
Do invite. I'll be there.
All right. Sue, Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye, guys. There they go. Oh, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Hot and sexy and smart.
But I would say that what's happening here is Christian conservatives are using the Planned Parenthood thing as a way to control poor people.
Right, yes. That's,
poor people
that's
don't.
Another
this
good
is,
point. Yeah.
This is about poor people because wealthy women will Medicaid. Always be able to get abortions. They
exactly.
will always be able to get birth control.
Carlos Alzraki always says that. How are you going to stop rich women from getting abortions?
You will never. Right. It's about people of color. It's absolutely about people of color because it's about...
Perhaps you didn't hear me say that we're going wrong. 49 minutes after the hour. Why don't you just go spill some water on the electronics again?
Oh, my God, it was soda.
All right, we'll be right back.